This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Friday, it's the weekend, and it's the day the entire world has been waiting for. Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl drops today. That's good news here on the Brett Mega Show. We're going to be talking a lot about Taylor Swift, but the first thing we always do on the show is kick it off with some good news, and AB's picked out today's story.
A piglet jumped onto the highway, and his new life sounds like it's straight out of a children's book, and I'll explain how next.
Whoa.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A piglet jumped off a truck onto the highway, but he's okay and will actually now get to live the rest of his life on a farm because someone else found him and brought him to a nearby sanctuary. They named him Peppa, like Peppa Pig.
That's so cute, right?
And he has some bruises, but he is going to be just fine.
I feel like this pig made an escape from something. We don't want to talk about doing the unmentionable. Made a break for it, and now he's living on this farm, living the good life.
He's living high on the hog.
Yeah, he is.
That was a good finish, Kev.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Today is the day Taylor Swift has released her album, Life of the Showgirl, into the world. We're going to have more clips of that during the Hollywood hashtag. We'll be playing lots of Taylor Swift games. And let's talk about Taylor Swift for a second and some of her old music. If you had to pick a Taylor Swift song to describe yourself, what Taylor Swift song would you use?
It's funny because you asked my family this recently and they all said the same thing that I've always thought in my own head. It's her song, You Need to Calm Down.
And you agree?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, easy one for Hannah. Kevin? Yeah,
I kind of struggle with this. There's a lot of great Taylor Swift songs.
22 for Kev?
Yes, exactly. But the one I chose is because I'm a sensitive soul. Oh. Delicate.
What?
Okay, Kevin. Yes.
I thought you were
going to
say delicate because we almost killed you in that U-Haul. Please, he's delicate.
That's true, too.
Apparently, Brett already has one for me.
I said blank space because when we play games, AB literally has never an answer. It's always blank.
No, I always have to remind people that are listening that I am still here.
Yes,
I just don't know the answer to anything.
So are you choosing blank space?
Yes, I am.
Yep, all right. For me, I put So High School, and it's because my wife and I met as high school sweethearts, and so I feel like this, the title, So High School, my whole life kind of started in high school, which most people cannot say.
Well, isn't yours so nice?
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
All right, Keep It Moving is where we cover all the trending stories, and everyone's talking about Taylor's album dropping, so let's do this. Start first story. I'll give you the headline. You tell me if you want to hear this story or not. Free things for Taylor's album.
Oh my gosh. Companies are giving away free stuff?
Yeah, to celebrate Taylor Swift's album dropping today, Wendy's offering free fries.
All you got to do is order through the app and you get some free fries at Wendy's. Uber Eats is doing a fun one. They're offering 12% off, because it's the 12th album, TS12, off of any orange colored item on Uber Eats.
Oh, that's so fun.
So yeah, it could be like orange poppy, Lay's cheddar and sour cream chips. It can be orange juice, orange Nike running shoes, anything orange, orange nail polish, orange pet collars.
Wow.
If it's orange, it's 12% off on Uber Eats.
Wow. That's so cute.
Yep. And they're also offering $12 off Uber Comfort rides if you use code SHOWBIZ. Clever. And Krispy Kreme's has orange donuts today at Krispy Kreme's for a dozen for $12 for 12 and 12 because of Taylor Swift album. So that's really cool.
I'm going to have to go there.
Yep. What job has dumb people that make good money?
Dumb people make good money?
Yeah. Like if you were like, hey, I'm not very smart, but I want to make good money.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And it's like, sign me up. Oil and gas drilling, I've always heard, make really good money, but those jobs are hard.
Yeah.
They're scary.
They
Watch Landman. You'll see how scary they are.
Yeah. Insurance, particularly insurance sales, real estate agents, and sales was the number one answer. And everyone's like, I don't want to say anything, but I want to say anything.
Yeah, I know a guy, so I'm not going to say anything.
New respect for pandas.
Why?
Panda bears spend the majority of their day eating. They have been known to eat for 12 hours straight with no breaks. They just sit there and snack for 12 straight hours.
I can't even do that.
Good for them.
AV's like, dang, man, I'm jealous of a panda. I want to be a panda.
Literally good for them.
Yeah, good. See, I told you, newfound respect for pandas.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Dawn, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Dawn, all right, you ready to take on Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
Yes, I am.
All right, Dawn. Taylor Swift's album just dropped, so it's the Taylor Swift edition. Would you consider yourself a Swiftie?
My daughter's more of one, but not me.
Well, hopefully your daughter can help you, Dawn, because these are five Taylor Swift questions. Hannah, are you a Swiftie?
Honestly, no.
Okay, great. Here we go. Hannah, leave the room, because you said that. Every Swiftie's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Out there waiting with you with pitchforks.
Hi, Hannah.
Taylor Swift's album, Life, can't say it because that's one of the questions. Taylor Swift's new album just dropped, and I have five Taylor Swift questions all about Taylor Swift. It's a Taylor Swift edition of Hannah's Homeschool, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. The name of Taylor Swift's new album is?
Life of a Showgirl.
Boom. All right. What year was Taylor Swift born? Also the name of one of her albums. It's a kind of a big deal for her.
1989.
Yes, that's correct. All right, we're two for two. How many times has Taylor Swift won the Grammy for Album of the Year?
For Album of the Year?
Yep.
I know she's won at least 13 Grammys.
Wow, geez.
Very specific. Oh,
I didn't know that. I just needed the Album of the Year. If you're looking it up on Wikipedia, you need to get to that quickly.
Well, because I remember when she won it, it was her big old thing, 13 was her number. But I want to say four?
Four, that is correct. Wow. I didn't know if you were going to get that. That is a record. She has won Album of the Year four times, which is the all-time record
for Album of the Year wins. Give me one of Taylor Swift's cat's names.
Oh.
Any guess?
Pepper?
Pepper, okay. And then the other cat's name is Salt, probably.
Right, yeah.
Who did Taylor Swift famously have a feud with when he cut her off and told her, I'm going to let you finish, but...
Wasn't that Kanye West?
Yes, yep. 4 out of 5. So for a non-Swiftie, Dawn, you did pretty good.
And actually, I just remembered her cats are all off of Grey's Anatomy.
Right. One of them is, yes. The other one is Olivia Benson from Law and Order SVU.
But look at Kev. Kev knows Taylor's cats.
I know the cats.
That, but it was like, hold up. I know one of them's off
Hannah should know that. That's her only show that she watches is Grey's Anatomy. We'll see how she does. And we've asked Hannah that question before. See if she was ever paying attention in class. Next, we'll find out.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, happy Taylor Swift Day. Our new album just dropped, and so we have the Taylor Swift edition of Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah was outside the room as Dawn, our super Swiftie over here. Now that's what we have to rename Dawn.
Mm.
Answered 5 questions all about Taylor Swift and Hannah's Homeschool. Dawn, tell her how many you got right.
Technically 4 out of 5.
Dawn technically got 4 out of 5. She did circle back to an old question, but we're not going to count it. Later in the game and knew it. So she could have and knew all 5 of these.
Whoa.
So we'll see if you know it, Hannah.
Okay.
All right. The name of Taylor Swift's new album that just dropped today.
Life of a Showgirl.
All right. We're on the board 1 for 1. What year was Taylor Swift born in?
1989.
Yes. Hannah just had a birthday too, so you should be paying attention to the birth dates. They're all very important here. How many times has Taylor Swift won Grammy for Album of the Year? Yes, Dawn did get this correct.
Ooh. I should know this.
You should.
0?
No. She has the all-time record for
Okay.
Yeah,
right. I was thinking it was an extreme. It was either one way or she either broke every record or they like gypped her and we're just waiting.
She has won the Grammy for Album of the Year 4 times. Midnight's 2024 album was her most recent one to win it. Give me one of Taylor Swift's cat's names. Cannot miss from here on out. Need to know one of the cat's names. Kevin knew both.
It's white and it's fluffy.
Dawn circled back on this one, but we did not give her the point for it. But she did end up knowing it. You should know this.
You should know this.
It's important to you.
Yes.
And Taylor.
Important to me? Jim. Gambling.
Jim and gambling.
Jim and gambling.
This is a list of the priorities in Hannah's life. Needed intervention. I need an answer, too, as well.
Important to me?
Before the intervention.
Is it someone in my family?
No. 3. 2.
The news.
No, but it is television.
It is something you watch.
Grey's Anatomy.
Meredith Grey is one of her cat's name.
Oh.
And we've told you
and
this
Olivia
before.
Benson.
And
then
you reacted the exact same way.
And Olivia Benson and from Olivia SVU. Benson.
Ooh.
That's a loss, Hannah.
No.
Who did Taylor Swift famously have a feud with that cut her off? Said, I'm going to let you finish.
Kanye West.
Yes. 3 out of 5. Not good enough to beat Dawn on Taylor Day. Dawn gets the win. Congratulations, Dawn.
Thank you.
Can't wait to cover this in the hashtag later.
Yeah. Hannah, you have to say.
This is Hannah, and I've been schooled by Dawn.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Maga Show. 48% of men only do this on the weekend.
I'm going to say that they only sports bet on the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, casual, but then Sunday comes, fantasy football and football games, got to start betting.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, honey, I can only hold off for so long.
I think it's they only sleep in.
All right, only sleep in.
I think I'm going to say go to one of their kids' events.
Oh, like they're not busy.
Yeah, they're busy at work.
Good guesses, guys. No, 48% of men only do this on the weekend, something they should do more often, like AB said, if they can. 855-444-6342. If you think you can figure it out, only 48% of men do this on the weekends. What is it? Tell you the answer next on the Brett Maga Show.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's get you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 48% of guys only do this on the weekends. What do guys only do on the weekends?
Dustin texted in and said guys only work out on the weekends, so like exercising. Danny says playing sports. Reggie and Ian said helping with chores at home.
I did say it's something you should do more often if you can.
Paul said cut the grass or do yard work. The musician family said, get stuff done on the honey to-do list. Heather says, calling your mom and dad.
Got it.
Oh,
only
really?
48% of men call their moms on the weekend.
Oh my gosh! Come on, guys.
Yeah, call your mom more often, guys.
Yeah.
Good Mega Mind question of the day. It was a hard one for people today. Taylor Swift dropped an album. We're super, super stoked about it. We're going to hear clips of the Taylor Swift album at about 7:35 off her new album. We have Jonas Brothers front row tickets. While we're commercial free, it's a big show today. And dare I say, we're going to take the biggest risk we could possibly take. We're going to change some of Taylor Swift's lyrics. Next. Today is one of the biggest days in music. Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl just dropped. Hannah's going to play clips for you in the Hollywood hashtag, and you get to hear some of the new songs from Taylor Swift. But let's celebrate Taylor Swift and do something that no one should ever do. Change Taylor Swift's lyrics.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Yep, this is Taylor Swift is known as one of the best writers of our generation, one of the biggest stars on the planet. And one of the things that she does, she can just write amazing songs. But we're going to take some of her biggest songs, like Bad Blood, and we're going to sub out the lyrics like old school Mad Lib style. Do you remember Mad Libs back in the day?
Yeah.
Where you'd have to pick like a noun, an adjective, and a verb, and then we'll sub in to fill in the blank? Okay, so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to have you guys pick out some nouns, verbs, and then we'll come back in and we'll have a new version of Bad Blood that we have created in honor of Taylor Swift. We're going to help. We're going to be co-writers for Taylor Swift.
Perfect.
All right. So the first one is, guys, I need a noun. So you guys here decide what noun you'd like to use. You guys got a noun you like?
What is that? Person, place, thing?
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Horse?
A horse.
That's good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. A horse. I need another noun. I need a second noun.
Well, let's go tight end. Because that's what Travis Kelce, her fiancé, is.
I'll say a place then. I'm going to say gas station.
Okay. Well, you got to work as a team.
We're doing this together.
Well, you guys are making the
Mad Lib. How do you guys feel about gas station?
I think you just got overrun. All right. I need a verb. A verb is an action word. So now we're going to sub out one of the actions that happens in the song.
Kick?
Kick. All right. An adjective is a describing word. Give me a word you like to describe.
Fancy.
Fancy. You guys like fancy?
Mm-hmm.
Or you got a different opinion, Hannah?
Oh, jeez.
And I need two more verbs. Just two more verbs.
Sweating.
Sweating.
Biting.
And biting. Okay, this song might get a little interesting.
Okay.
So we got horse, tight end, kick, fancy, sweating, and biting that are all going to happen in this song. We'll find out how this song sounds and how the new version of Bad Blood is in one song on Taylor Swift Day on the Brett Mega Show. All right, can we write a song like Taylor Swift, Mad Lib style? It's the Brett Mega Show, Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, came out today. So how this works, we're doing it, is we've subbed out certain words, Mad Lib style, for one of Taylor Swift's biggest songs, one of the best songwriters, so now we're co-writers. And I took out Mad Lib style words like nouns, verbs, and adjectives that you guys gave me. You guys gave me horse, tight end, kick, fancy, sweating, and biting into the blank spaces. And now I'm going to fill them in. Blank space. Pun intended. Here's the Bad Blood lyrics now. Because, baby, now we got a bad horse.
Ooh.
We used to be mad tight ends. So look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. And now we got problems. And I don't think we can kick it.
Mm-hmm.
You made a really deep cut, and now, baby, we got bad blood. What was shiny is now all fancy. Not bad, actually.
Yeah, okay, this hits.
Did you have to sweat on me? Where I'm weak, baby, I couldn't stop biting.
This makes sense.
Actually, I was going to say, I had no idea how it was. I just read it straight up from your Mad Lib, and you guys didn't do bad filling it in.
You take that, ChatGPT. I think we got a game here.
Your version of Bad Blood isn't that bad.
I mean, calling people horses is something, but.
Clips of the new Taylor Swift song coming your way next on The Brett Mega Show.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So you can try and check on your Swiftie friends today, but they probably won't reply to you for 8 to 10 business days because Taylor Swift just dropped her brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl. And for me, we got to see a whole different side of Taylor. I thought we would, and we definitely did. To me, this is the perfect album to show to all your friends or whoever that thinks Taylor's just like this sad little mopey, depressed girl who hates all of her exes.
It's not moody, tortured to Poets Department.
No.
It is fun, passive-aggressive pop.
Yes, and the perfect example of that is her title track, The Life of a Showgirl, with her other cutie little pop icon girl, Sabrina Carpenter.
Thank you for the love. married to the hustle, and now I know the life of a showgirl, babe. And I'll never know another pain hidden by the lipstick and lace.
So I love that. To me, it sounds like really mature of Taylor. She has Sabrina Carpenter under her wing in that song. And we really got to see, like, you know, we're she's almost like passing the torch almost. And I love that.
I felt like that was the there's a Taylor. We thought we were going to get a lot of Travis Kelce. We're going to get into the Travis Kelce references. But I didn't realize how much of that was going to be like Mama's Here.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
like vibes. Like there's a song called Cancel where she has her friends back. There's the song with Sabrina. She's literally like there's a song called Father Figure where she's like, hey, I'm here to help other superstars and I've paved the path. In Life of a Showgirl, it's kind of like I asked other stars for help and advice and they didn't give it to me. So I'm sending love back, including the people who she took under her wing and then she felt like betrayed her, which like is the Charlie XCX beef that we saw.
Yeah, so there's definitely some like supposed beef going on. So in Taylor's song, Actually Romantic, people are thinking it's just a big old diss track towards Charlie XCX. And if you even look at the titles of the songs, you might be able to see that. So Taylor's song is Actually Romantic and Charlie XCX has a song called Actually Romantic. And if you don't know like the backstory lore between the two of them, Taylor's ex-boyfriend Matt Healy is in the band in 1975, and so is Charlie's boyfriend, who's like still in the band. And after Taylor and Matt broke up, kind of almost like Charlie wasn't really a girl's girl and was talking like behind Taylor's back, and you can kind of tell that through these lyrics.
Boring Barbie when the Coke's got you brave.
I mean, Coke's got you brave. That is a diss if I've ever heard one.
And like just someone who's running their mouth because mm-hmm. like they're out in the scene and like, okay, cool, I'm going to address it right here up front with you.
But I don't think it bothers Taylor too much because then there was this line.
But it's actually sweet. All the time you've spent on me is honestly wild. All the effort you've put in, it's actually romantic. I really gotta hand it to you.
I mean, mic drop for that. That is so iconic.
I do think it's Taylor. Like, I love Eminem because he's, like, not afraid to call people out and is a great lyricist. And Taylor Swift's, like, this very Eminem and lyricist. Like, literally, there's nothing worse than someone saying you're obsessed with me. Like, I don't even think
right.
about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if your enemy is constantly thinking about you and saying mean things about you, you're like, oh, honey, I don't care about any of that stuff.
I'm unbothered.
Like, it's like, dang, like, yeah. That's the worst.
And then if you're wondering if Travis got any, like, mentions or references in this album, he actually got so many that we're going to have to do a part two of this thing. There's just so many.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
If you're curious what Taylor had to say about Travis in Life of a Showgirl, we're going to play a ton of references to Travis Kelce and some of them that will make you blush next on The Brett Mega Show.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So if I'm being honest, yes, I was excited for parts of The Life of a Showgirl, but really going into this thing, I just wanted to know, where's Travis Kelce? Where is he in the lyrics? Does he have an entire song dedicated towards him? I am so ready to see this version of Taylor. I want to know everything about Travis. And she did so many references with him, or at least that's what I took. Starting right out the gate of the album with the very first song, The Life of Ophelia. This one actually might be a little controversial if this song is about Travis, but to me, this sounds like a reference.
So the song's a reference to Hamlet. So
right.
I don't know all the story of Hamlet mm-hmm. and if it's really a true, authentic reference to Hamlet or not. But I do think she chose it as the title track and uses the reference of Hamlet because maybe she felt like that in her life. She was coming out of some really hard mm-hmm. relationships and Travis did pick it up. And so maybe that's why she related to Hamlet. So even if it's a reference truly to Hamlet only, maybe she was drawn to Shakespeare's...
Because of that.
Because of
yeah.
that,
the label.
Right?
Like
so
she was
yeah,
saying
agreed.
She was in a tower all of herself and she might have stayed in that tower all by herself if, you know, he didn't come to her. It's just crazy. And then there's her song Wishlist, which I feel like really was like... When I heard this song, I was like, okay, in this era of her writing this song, this was like a turning point for her because I feel like you can just feel her mind and her body click to be like, you know what? Travis is the one. And you know what? Damn it. I'm going to even bring up kids.
It's interesting with wish list. I feel like a lot of the references to wish list is other people, what they wish for her and what other people's wishes are. Like,
yeah,
they want all that. And she's like, kind of like, I'm in the point of my life. I found the guy. I kind of want the suburban mom life. Yeah. Give me a van. Give me the white picket fence. Give me the basketball hoop in the driveway. I got my guy, yeah, which is so cool and weird to hear that Taylor Swift has the same wishes for you. She wants to be a Stanley carpool mom.
Literally. Yeah. She was like, at first it sounded cheesy, but now we're here and right. I want it. And then Taylor took a turn that I wasn't expecting. Things started to get a little spicy, especially with her song Wood. To me, this probably isn't one that she would want Mama Kelsey to hear, but I don't know. To me, I think this song, like the title, is what like your middle school brain would think it would stand for.
Girls, I don't need to catch the bouquet to know a hard rock is on the way.
The curse was broken by his magic wand. Which is such a funny reference. Like, that is one.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
I actually thought the ending line was a little bit, because you said you felt like it was like kind of aggressive, but Taylor's known for being sexy. I actually felt like the last line was my favorite line of the whole thing. It was the most aggressive, that his love was the key that opened up my thighs.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like, okay, she went there, but I'm here for it. I loved it.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
The album is out. It's what everyone's talking about, and we're having so much fun all morning long celebrating Taylor Swift. We're going to play some Taylor Swift games here next on the Brett Maga Show. It is one of the biggest days in music. Taylor Swift just dropped her newest album, Life of a Showgirl. So we're celebrating Taylor Swift and talking, playing some of the clips from the new album, some of our old favorites, and playing Taylor Swift games. What we're going to do is we're going to reverse some of the old school Taylor Swift songs, some of her biggest hits. I reverse the name of it. So I'll give you the complete opposite of what the title is and see if you can uncover what the actual title of the song is. So for the first one, it is Hold It In. You can play along in your car. Hold It In. What song is Hold It In?
Let It Go.
Not Frozen, Let It Go. Do you think Taylor Swift?
Would it be Shake It Off?
Shake It Off. Good job, Kev. You're on the board with 1 point.
Shoot.
All right, second song, Good Harmony.
Oh, Bad Blood. Blood.
I'm going to give the point to Hannah to make it interesting. Oh, Kevin was close. All right, this is reverse title. Remember, this is the reverse title. This is a tricky one. Bikini. What song of Taylor Swift is the opposite of a bikini?
Sweater?
Oh, cardigan!
Hannah! Cardigan!
He said sweater.
I could only think of scarf, because there's something with the red scarf. Oh, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Hannah said sweater. I would have...
I think you give
it. I ended up saying cardigan.
All right, yes. 2-1, and of course, AP is 0.
Yeah.
All right, this is the reverse of Taylor Swift's song, Forever Together.
We are never getting back together.
Yeah. That one was hard.
Yeah.
Forever together. That was the easiest.
I never, ever, ever getting back together.
Honestly, thought Bikini was the hardest. All
yeah,
right, it's 2-2 two.
Yeah.
Between Kevin and Hannah. So this is the winning point.
Okay.
AB, right. We're not surprised.
I'm still here.
All right. Reverse Taylor Swift song, Super Villain.
Anti-hero.
I'll stand directly at the
nice
sun,
job.
But never in the mirror. It
Hannah.
Must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Did you feel like those were hard?
I had one song stuck in my head the whole time, so I was waiting for you to say something about, like, I was thinking of the song Back to December, so I was thinking of, like, January or, like, June something that you would say, but I ended up winning.
Well, I felt like the next game is trying to guess Taylor Swift songs, and I feel like they're even more challenging.
Ooh.
We'll play it next on the Brett Maga Show. It's the day we've all been waiting for. Taylor Swift dropped her new album, Life of a Showgirl, and we're just celebrating Taylor Swift here on the Brett Maga Show, playing different games for Taylor Swift. What is my least favorite thing in the world?
Getting a photo shoot?
Emojis.
Emojis.
Oh.
Yeah. The guys had a lot of things that they were like there. Yeah. Wow, not to answer too fast. Emojis. So I did not do this, so you guys can yell all you want, because I've never used an emoji in my entire life. I've never sent an emoji because they make zero sense. And I'm almost going to prove this to you. I've put Taylor Swift songs. I asked ChatGPT to do this for me. I said, hey, can you put this song, the title of the Taylor Swift song, and give me only in emojis? I will hand you guys pieces of paper, and then you guys try to decipher what emoji that is described and what is the title of the Taylor Swift song. Handing the piece of paper now. Make sure you guys start to describe the emojis that you see, because I cannot describe those emojis at all. And we'll see if you guys can figure it out. We'll see who can figure it out first.
These are all so generic. Okay, so the first one is sunglasses, eyes, arrow, angry face, explosion.
All right, what Taylor Swift song is that? And you guys look at it.
Something with eye or look.
You're on to something.
Look.
Look. It's not look what you made me
look
do.
Look what you made me do.
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
I was not picking up on that.
I already know the second one.
Okay.
I do too. Teardrops on my guitar.
Yeah.
Good. Describe what you guys saw.
Okay. Heartbreak, tear, guitar music.
All right. Here's a reason for the teardrops on my guitar. The only thing that keeps me wishing. Clearly only communicates with emojis.
Yeah.
All right. The third one. Describe what
you
see.
We've got a crown, a stop sign, and painting your nails.
Ooh.
Mm.
Does she have a song about like royalty?
I almost feel like I can hear a song in my head.
Stop painting your nails, princess.
Yeah.
What would you tell Hannah when she gets all hyped up?
You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
That's what I was humming. I knew this. I knew it. I just didn't know the name.
You need to calm down is the last one. This is why I never use emojis. Those were hard, weren't you? Wouldn't you say those were hard?
Those were pretty difficult.
Those were mid.
Did you get it?
I got the second one pretty fast, which says a lot.
Okay, well, I didn't know any of those emojis. We're celebrating Taylor Swift all show long on the Brett Maga Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.